a plan to provide a steady, predictable income for life? Do you have a plan to protect your assets from market losses? Do you have a plan to reduce the impact of taxes and inflation? Hi, I'm Lori Heise.
And I'm Ken Heise. If you answered no to any of these questions, call Heise Advisory Group to schedule a no-obligation review of your retirement income plans. You'll also get a free copy of 10 Things to Know About Planning Your Retirement Income just for calling. We have a combined 45 years of experience in financial services serving those that are retired or close to retirement.
Call Heise Advisory Group today at 314-909-1116. That's 314-909-1116.
Heise Advisory Group. Financial security in any economy.
Are you a homeowner or soon to be a homeowner? You've got options with First Bank. If you're looking for a house, you could be in your new home within 2 weeks with First Bank's Purchase First program. Or if you'd like to make some updates on your current home, now is the time to do it. With 1.99% APR on home equity loans for the first 6 months. Take advantage of First Bank's great lending programs. For details, give us a call at 800-760-BANK. First Bank. APR is variable. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
If you've tried refinancing your underwater mortgage and think you can't, think again. Hi, I'm David Hall, president of Shore Mortgage. And at Shore Mortgage, we're refinancing underwater homeowners who were recently turned down by their banks. Call our homeowner hotline right now at 800-523-HOME to learn more. If you owe more than your house is worth, you've got to call Shore Mortgage today. It'll only take you 5 minutes on the phone on our homeowner hotline, 800-523-HOME.
United Shore Financial Services, Equal Housing Lender, NML System Number 3038.
For your next direct flight to Orlando, take the hassle-free, low-fare, charter line, free parking way to fly. Allegiant Airline at Mid-America Airport. Book your flight at flymidamerica.com. Sponsored by the Tourism Bureau, Illinois South.
Shell V-Power Premium Gasoline removes an average of 60% of performance-rubbing gunk on intake valves left by low-quality premium gasolines. Choose Shell V-Power and let the excitement begin.
Vineyard's Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinion's on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM.
The air.
Oh, we're full of chat
and we're full of chit. And we think you'll get lots of
head
from it.
So can you stand up? We're about to get Pinion's Playhouse on the air.
I am just sending a response to an email. Hang on. To an email that I got from a guy who hated Peon's writings about Michael Jackson.
Oh.
I just wrote him back and
I loved him.
Thanked him for his feedback. I did too. I thought they were very entertaining. I love to see what's in the minds of little children, even if they are fascinated with weirdos like Michael Jackson. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the October 8th edition of Pinion's Playhouse with Dan Strauss's favorite joke today.
Yes.
Only comes around about once a year, brought to you by Window World.
Hey!
We'll talk about Window World, we'll tell the joke, and then everything in between after we tell you who's in the room. It all starts with Eon the Peon, who as a young 7-year-old boy idolized Michael Jackson and fantasized about going to Jamestown Mall and the zoo and Six Flags and Venture with Michael Jackson.
Venture.
What a great collection of stories. I'm sorry if you missed it. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are concerned about the future of your investments, then right now is a great time to get an absolutely free, fresh perspective with Mark and Jason. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Dan Levi Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
Your horse is hind end.
Well, no kidding. Brad Boy says he had the same Michael Jackson fascination
really?
When he was a kid.
Whoa.
And then he's had many dreams where he and Michael went to Wisconsin together to cut what?
Cheese.
Cut cheese together.
Wow.
Cut cheese together.
Hey, that boy. Come over here, boy. Let's cut some cheese.
How about it for Bruce Limperist and the All Boy Orchestra? guy, Charles, sent me an email. He said he thought your stories were boring.
Yeah.
Two would have been enough. It's a collection of stories.
Right.
You don't get a feel for a young writer if you just read a couple of them. Charles?
Yeah.
Come on. He's a seven-year-old boy.
And it says the collection.
Collection of short stories by little Ian Geis. That's what the whole thing was. We're brought to you by Window World. And stick around and call all your friends because Dan Strauss's favorite joke has come. Everybody I've ever worked with had a favorite joke. I don't know if P.I., if you do or not.
Yeah, I have a couple.
Everybody else
I can't think of
has had a favorite joke. Maybe you need to decide which one is yours. Window World is our sponsor today. Window World is a company that I... What the heck happened to my...
Oh, what are you looking for?
My glasses
are on your head.
My reading glasses. I'm wearing them. You know what? I got to tell you, I've had this eye surgery. I've had the first of four surgeries, and my eyes are all screwed up. And honest to goodness, one eye...
What's it like to be old?
Well, it's not fun! And one eye is now completely different than it was before, so the glasses out of one side, it's just it's weird. And so here I got... Because it doesn't
look... You were panicked for a good 3 seconds there.
Yeah, it doesn't look like it used to look through my glasses out of one eye. Hey, I'm thinking, where the heck are my glasses? They're on me.
I did this thing like last week. I was talking to somebody on the phone. I go, hold on a second. I got to find my phone. I
and
can't
you're talking
find my phone.
On it.
Oh, man.
I've done that.
Yeah.
That's what I have to look forward to.
Yes, it is. No, it is. And it's just right around the corner. Window World is a company I want you to investigate. You're always better off to check on a company. You know, see everything you can find out about them. Get online. Do some digging. See what J.D. Power and Associates says about Window World and their research and their surveying of people. You know, see what the Better Business Bureau says. Window World has not only nothing to hide, but everything to be proud of. Here's what I wouldn't be proud of. If I were a company that was struggling to the point that I had to rip off somebody else's price of $189 to trick people into thinking that it was Window World's when it really wasn't Window World's. And by the way, I may have told you this before, Window World actually over the years has gotten calls from people complaining to Window World about the shoddy product and installation when, in fact, they didn't buy them from Window World. And Window World had to say, that's not our window. They bought another $189 window thinking it was Window World. Yeah, can't help you. Our warranty is no good on that window. It's only good on the Window World window. And the good housekeeping seal of approval that you didn't get on that other $189 window is because you didn't buy a Window World window. Don't pass up the 2013 tax credit. You get a tax credit of 10% of your purchase up to $500. That's a 2013 credit, so jump in and take advantage of that. Number one selling replacement window in the United States. You'll see why when you buy yours. Window World, 314-993-1800, or this is even easier, windowworldstlouis.com. Longtime listener Jim Burgett from over in Highland, Illinois, sent Dan a letter. And he says, over the years, I've kept in contact. Dan gave me this to read. I have his permission to read. He says, over the years, I've kept in contact with Frank, but I wanted to share something with you, meaning Dan, the world's worst producer. And then he goes through some BS about how Peon and Dan make the show and carry me. You know, it's a bunch of BS. he says, okay, that was a joke. And then he, at the bottom, he says, I wanted you to have the enclosed album. It's actually a CD. It says, when I listened to the cut High in the Smokies, I immediately knew it was you. It must be you. It has to be you. If it isn't you, it should be you. I hope you play a cut from it and take credit for it being you, or at least play along with the CD and become a duet second to none. Mm. I so much enjoy listening to the show that I often hope I die before the show ever ends. Wow!
Man.
Wow! Jim, we've sat here wishing we could die, too, during the show. And we have died during the show. Fearing that if the reverse is true, the withdrawal will kill me anyway. This is a loyal
man.
I want to die powerful. Before the show. And that's very powerful.
And he
Jim.
Sent pictures
of his obsession.
Yes.
Yeah. Jim, we love you for that. Not in a sexual way. And now you be the judge. Jim is essentially not accusing, because Dan certainly is free to... You know, moonlight, and if he wants to be on a CD with a band, that's his business. But you be the judge as to whether or not on the harmonica, this is Dan Strauss. I've heard it, and instantly I said, no, that guy can't play. Dan can play. Here it is.
High in the Smokies. I don't know the band. That guy, first of all, only knows three notes. One, one, two, three. Who couldn't do that?
Yeah.
Now, what I'd like for Dan to do is we're going to play it again, and accompanying this group will be a guy who knows a thing or two about the harmonica.
Yeah.
He's not just stuck on three notes.
I'll improvise.
And I'm talking, of course, about the great Dan Strauss. Here we go. Drummer only knows the two beats.
Yeah.
Yeah, now you're talking. Big difference. Big difference. Yeah, world of difference.
They actually hit a couple of notes.
If only we could throw Norman there. Norman on the kazoo.
Oh, man.
Now you got something. Thank you, Jim. Always nice to hear from you. I didn't know this was against the law, but I wouldn't know because I'm not a woman and I'm not a prostitute. But ladies, you might learn some valuable information here and keep yourself from being arrested. It is against the law to ask someone to touch your boobs in public.
Really?
I'm not making this up. Daytona Beach, an undercover cop working in an area known for street prostitution, and he calls out to a woman, "Hey, baby doll, are you working?" Christina Marie Ferrara, 21, gets into an unmarked police car and asks the guy immediately, "Are you a cop?" And it doesn't say what his answer was. I guess, can cops lie and say, "No, I'm not a cop," and then still bust you and arrest you?
Yeah, I don't know.
They're not a cop? Isn't that the deceit or something? It doesn't say what his answer was, but...
Or entrapment.
I guess when he didn't answer or he skirted the question, she demanded that he touch her boobs to prove that he wasn't a cop. And he said, "Well, there are people nearby, and I don't feel comfortable doing that." So she starts to get out of the car. Too late. You're under arrest.
Wow.
And according to this story, if you ask somebody to touch your boobs in public, here's the charge. Offering or agreeing to a lewd or indecent act. That's what you can be charged with.
That's not lewd and indecent.
Well, you know what? What's sad about this? That's going to put a stop now to all the women
who
are always coming up to me going, "Hey, touch my boobs."
Yeah.
I'm used to that being a regular occurrence.
Man.
Not.
Maybe it's just in Florida.
Maybe that's the thing down there. But you can't do that. You can be arrested. You can't do anything anymore.
No.
I think we ought to live in a country where women could be free to say, "Hey, touch my boobs." There should be nothing wrong
with that. In Canada, they can walk down the street.
That's
topless.
Different. Walking. That's just touching. If you say, "Touch my boobs" in a public place, cuffs go on you. Under arrest.
So a lady comes up to you in Florida and says, "Touch my boobs," and you reach down and she goes, "No, that's my knee."
What?
You see, because they're older in Florida.
See, that's making fun of older people.
I guess.
Nos Pian and I aren't laughing at that.
No.
We respect the elders.
Yeah.
Apparently you don't. You just like to make fun of them.
Yeah.
Beaverton, Oregon. There's a cop in a parking lot of a library. And witnesses called in and reported that he was playing with himself in the car. Robert Leatherman is his name. That's his name, Robert Leatherman, 26 years old. Initially, he denied that he was pleasuring himself. He said he was reclined in his car seat to shave.
Shave?
That's a good one.
Yeah.
At least I was cleaning my gun.
He later admitted that he had loaded up porn on his cell phone and inappropriately touched himself. Now, here's my question. You never hear that somebody appropriately touched himself.
No. Is there an appropriate touch?
Is there an appropriate
touch? Well, I guess to use the restroom, that would be an appropriate touch.
Okay. So if you appropriately touch yourself, you do it in the proper place. Inappropriate.
An adjustment, maybe?
That would be an appropriate.
But how do you prove that?
Mm-hmm. He says he had been at a friend's house watching football, and he stopped by the library to return some books. Once he was there, he got an erection. Well, who doesn't at the library? I can't tell you how many times I pulled up to the library, and immediately I get aroused.
Yeah.
That's an exciting place, the library. And he says he didn't want to get out of his car in the state of arousal. He assured them it was the first time he had done it. Well, I believe it.
Yeah.
And he promised he would never do it again. Well, I believe that, too. I say let the guy go. He's never done it before, and he'll never do it again. Booked on charge of public indecency and does not have any past criminal history. I'm guessing he will no longer be a cop. I don't think you can do that as a cop and continue to be a cop. Now, this is a story I don't get. If you believe this story, there are lots of uncircumcised men who are mad that they're uncircumcised, and there's I don't know how big a group of men in this country or how large this contingency is, but these guys, they want their foreskin back. They're having foreskin restoration surgery.
Ooh.
This is unbelievable. It says they're angry and resentful that they were circumcised. They feel sexually incomplete.
Hmm?
One guy writes, I've been looking into what was stolen from me. I want it back. It's always on my mind. I revolve between being crushed emotionally and so mad I start twitching.
Wow.
I want to curl up in a ball and disappear. This is the most shameful, depressing feeling I've ever had. Another guy says he wants to get back control over his life and increase his self-esteem. Oh, really? You're circumcised?
All over that.
You're circumcised and that has made your life miserable? You think you're... I'm circumcised. I've never wanted that skin back.
No.
I've seen that look.
You have?
Yeah, sure, in school and army, and it looks like an elephant's trunk or something. I don't care for that. I don't. If you have that, that's fine. Maybe some women like it, but I like the helmet look.
Oh, my goodness. All right, that's enough.
Yeah, it is.
That's inappropriate.
I would like to see the IRS shut down. This is one way I suggest that we save some money and keep everything else running. Get rid of the stinking IRS. We don't need it. There's got to be an easier way to do it. I told this a long time ago, but my experience with the IRS is one of my stories is that for over 2 years, they kept sending me this thing that I owed them. It was like between $40,000 and $50,000. I didn't know it. And my accountant that did my taxes kept saying, we don't know it. We sent them the paperwork. It took over 2 years. And let me tell you what happens. You can't sleep. You worry. You think you're going to jail. They use really nasty terminology when they write to you, like garnishing wages, liens on your house and blah, blah, blah. You know, they bully you. And then when it was all over, after over 2 years, you get some sort of little statement that says, you know, after further review, we have determined that you are not in violation. Never does it say, boy, we really screwed this up. We're so sorry. They don't do that.
Oh, they never say you're sorry.
No, they make it seem like, well, we've put a lot of time and effort and we've thoroughly looked into your case and you're okay. You don't owe us anything. That's really pretty much all it says. Not sorry for the agony, the distress we caused. No, they don't know those words. We have a couple of listeners down in Naples, Florida, Bill and Donna Stevens, and they listen all winter while they're down in Naples, streaming online.
Yeah, beautiful.
And they sent me an email. They heard us talking about Branson, and I said, I've never, you know, been to Branson, and I think I need to go there because I'm old now and I can go. And we were talking about where to go, and they say there's a show called Pierce Arrow that is the hottest show in Branson. I've never heard of it. A Pierce Arrow was an old car. I know, but I don't know what that is. Pierce, we'll have to look that up. Pierce Arrow.
Yeah.
They say they think it's the hottest show in Branson. But we'll check into it. Thank you, Bill and Donna. There are a couple of movie theaters in town that tomorrow night are going to show the Cardinal game on the big movie screen. Now,
I heard that
story. I don't know. I can't decide if I think that's a great idea or a horrible idea. I don't want to go see it because you're not at the ball game, and yeah, it's a bigger screen than your TV, but you're in a theater, see?
Yeah, but I think Ronnie's is doing it and somebody else, but But it's,
I'd rather be at home.
I think it's kind of cool because if you want to be around with other people and feel like an atmosphere and get
well,
into
then here's what they ought to do. Too. They ought to have people walking up and down the aisle. Cold beer.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, they ought to have the beer. Oh, yeah.
They sell beer at Ronnie's. So.
But they ought to do it like it's a ball game. Have the cotton candy guy and the peanuts guy. Hey, peanuts. That's, then you get now you got something. Yeah. Maybe they could do that. 25% of commercial airliners have no row 13.
Did you know that? Yes.
Yeah.
Now, that is ridiculous. Because you know what? They do have. It's row 14.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's just like the hotels that don't
you
have
think you're getting off at the 14th. You're really getting off the 13th floor
ridiculous.
Anyway. It's just a number that's not written down. They change the number. You're still on the 13th floor. So if you're really superstitious, don't get on the 14th floor or sit in the 14th row. I've never understood that stuff. Going to see Gravity tonight with my wife and one of her smoking hot girlfriends. And it's going to be a challenge because I'm going to have a very tough time staying awake because I got home at 5:30 this morning, and I'll report in tomorrow as to how that goes. I have to fight sleeping. I can't try the popcorn trick. Her husband is gigantic.
Oh.
Yeah, he'd kill me. I'll let you know how that goes. I'm looking forward to it, though, because the reviews on
that. Hey, you got the popcorn. You got the hole in the bottom of the thing, and then he goes, you go, hey, you want some popcorn? He goes, yeah, I'll take some.
He won't be there.
Oh.
It's just his wife and my wife.
Oh.
And me, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's kind of a fantasy, but not, because it's not going to happen. I know you're all going to be excited when I tell you that Billy Gardell is coming to River City Casino to perform.
Really?
Comedian Billy Gardell. Dan, do you know who that is?
No.
Yeah, nobody does.
No.
You know who he is? He's that guy on Mike and Molly.
Really?
He's the big guy that's, what's her name, Melissa McCarthy's boyfriend. He's the cop. I see this in the paper. It says Mike and Molly star coming to River City Casino. And I realize Billy Gardell, I've never even heard the guy's name. I don't know that anybody knows who he is, except he's Mike of Mike and Molly, but I didn't know he was a stand-up comic.
No.
Maybe hilarious. Maybe he's the funniest guy, you know, to ever be in comedy. I don't know. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Dedicate the joke to Marvin Kilcorn. He's, this morning I heard him telling the story about yesterday being sick or looking like he was sick Randy Newman sent him a text while he was on the air saying, you look sick or something. And I thought, well, that's it. That's the perfect setup for this joke. So we have to do it. We'll dedicate it to Marvin. And it's Dan Strauss's favorite joke. It goes in the Joke Hall of Fame. If any joke deserves to be in the Joke Hall of Fame, it's this one. And it's the story. We'll call him Marvin, a guy named Marvin. And Marvin wakes up, comes downstairs to breakfast, and says good morning to his wife. She says, good morning, Mark. Oh, my goodness, Marvin. What's wrong? He said, what do you mean, what's wrong? She said, you look terrible. He said, really? I feel fine. I feel great, in fact. She said, well, you don't look great. You look terrible. You sure you want to go to work today? He says, yeah. Why wouldn't I go to work? She said, because you look terrible. He said, I feel great. So he has some cereal. He goes up, shaves, takes a shower. Goes out to meet the guy he rides to work with every day. They swap off carpooling. He gets in the car. He goes, hey, Bob, how's it going? He says, pretty good, Marvin. Whoa, Marvin, you sure you want to go to work? He says, yeah, why wouldn't I go to work? He says, because you look terrible. He said, that's what my wife said. My wife said I look terrible. He said, well, you do. You feel okay? He said, I feel great. He said, well, I hope I don't catch anything with you in my car because you look terrible. And they drive to work. They get to the office. Marvin goes into the lobby, the reception area. Alex, the receptionist, is there. He says, good morning, Alex. How are you? She said, fine, Marvin. Whoa, Marvin. Whoo. You're not working today, are you? He said, yeah. It's Tuesday. Why wouldn't I? She said, because you look terrible. He says, for goodness sake. She said, my wife said that. A guy I carpool with here said that. Now you say it. She said, well, we say it because it's true. Marvin, you look terrible. He says, well, I feel great. I feel great. She says, if I were you, Marvin, I'd get on the phone right now and see if you could get into the doctor's office and take a look at you today. He said, that bad, huh? She said, that bad. You look terrible. So he goes in his office and he calls his doctor. He's making squeeze me in and just Can I just come by? Just, he said, sure. I'll work in. Come by about 1:30. So he goes in. The receptionist says the doctor's expecting you. He knows you're. So he walks in. He goes, hey, doc, thanks for seeing me. He says, Marvin, not a problem. You've been a patient for a long. Whoa, Marvin. I can see why you wanted to come see me. Man, you look terrible. He says, doc, that's why I'm here. Everybody has said that today. He said, Marvin, how do you feel? He said, doc, I feel great. I absolutely feel great. Help me out here, doc. What's going on? The doctor says, oh, no, don't worry. I'm going to get to the bottom of this. We're going to find out what's going on. So the doctor goes and gets his big doctor's book out, great big reference book. And he starts flipping through it, looking for the symptoms. He goes, oh, we're going to get to the bottom of this. Oh, here, looks good, feels good. No, that's not you. Looks terrible, feels terrible. No. Ah, here we go. Looks bad, feels great. According to this, you're a vagina.
Here's a guy that's always looking bad, but he feels great. It's Tim Weiland.
Gee, thanks, Dan. Oh, boy. Hey, if you're traveling on westbound 70, you're going to get some slow traffic starting around 170 through Lindbergh, and that's where the stalled vehicle has a lane, right lane partially blocked. Once you get beyond that, it looks pretty good on West 70. Eastbound 270 is slowing midway between McDonald and Lindbergh through New Flores. And southbound 270, you're still heavy between Page down through Doherty Ferry and also between 44 and Graboy. Westbound 44, that right lane is pretty backed up from Lindbergh, trying to ramp onto southbound 270. And then you're slow again between Mirage and Bowles. On southbound 141, that's pretty well thinned out, just a little slow through Valley Park. And westbound 40, you still have stop-and-go traffic between Kings Highway and McCausland, again between 170 and McKnight, and you're slow. Looks like you're heavy from Timberlake Manor all the way out through the Boone Bridge. And this traffic report is brought to you by Firestone Complete Auto Care. The heat will only beat your car if you let it. Firestone Complete Auto Care. Keep your car running newer, longer. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
Tune in Wednesday morning when we give you the latest on the government shutdown. As of now, it's still closed. Plus, Dr. Jeffrey Lowell and Kat Neville with a couple of restaurants. Plus, all the traffic, news, and weather, and sports you need as the Cardinals get ready for Game 5. Join us tomorrow morning, starts at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait until you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-616-5339. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-616-5339. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-616-5339. That's 1-800-616-5339.
Dan Brown here from the law firm of Brown & Brown. You know our law firm, my brother's Ed Brown, who wears an eye patch. If you or a loved one has had transvaginal mesh or bladder sling surgery, you may have a legal claim. Also, if you've taken the drug Lipitor and then obtained type 2 diabetes, you may have a claim as well. To learn more, you can visit our website at brownlawoffice.com. Or you can speak with an attorney at Brown & Brown. In Missouri, our phone number is all threes, 333-3333. In Illinois, our phone number is all eights, 888-8888. So remember, if you had transvaginal mesh surgery or obtained type 2 diabetes after taking Lipitor, call our office now for a free consultation. Go to brownlawoffice.com or in Missouri, dial all threes. In Illinois, dial all eights. And at Brown & Brown, if you can't come to us, we'll come to you.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely on advertisements.
Are you looking for a new kitchen or bath? How would you like to only spend $5,000 on your brand new kitchen? Well, you can if you go to Affordable Kitchens and Baths. It's a division of Callier & Thompson, and it's the home of the $5,000 kitchen, which includes in-stock all-wood maple cabinetry, 2-centimeter granite countertops, and all stainless steel appliances. It's Affordable Kitchens and Baths, and it's the home of the $5,000 kitchen. Now, where is it? It's in St. Peter's, 4600 South St. Peter's Parkway, formerly Highway 94, between Kisker and Central School Road. Affordable Kitchens and Baths has great financing rates with any project. They have ding and dent appliances that can save you even more money if you're updating your kitchen. And in most cases, you'll never be able to see the ding or dent. They're located at 4600 South St. Peter's Parkway, formerly Highway 94, between Kisker and Central School Road, a division of Callier & Thompson, so it's synonymous with quality. It's Affordable Kitchens and Baths.
Any appliance store can sell appliances, but that doesn't mean they know appliances. At Sleiman Brothers, we know everything about every brand we sell, and we are happy to spend as much time with you as you'd like so that you make the right purchase for the right situation. When we say, try us, you'll like us, we say it for a reason, because when you visit Sleiman Brothers, there's a Sleiman in every store, and we know what true personal service means. Plus, our low prices, expert advice, and free delivery keep our customers coming back. So whether your appliance is conked out, they're getting old and tired, or you're doing a complete remodel, we have the top quality brands like Whirlpool that fit your needs. Save a trip to the big box stores and visit one of our 3 family-owned locations, South County, South City, or Baldwin. Your friends and neighbors already have, because they know that at Sleiman Brothers, we make it easy to buy your Whirlpool appliances.
At Sleiman Brothers, try us, you'll like us.
Warning. If you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station, because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it's faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. is available to settle your debt, too. You may reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-400-3757. That's 1-800-400-3757. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-400-3757. 1-800-400-3757. 1-800-400-3757.
This is Bob Ellman at Golden Oak Lending. History tells us these low mortgage rates can't last. As the economy improves, they will go up.
But they're low today, and Golden Oak Lending can lower your rate to 3.25%.
What about credit cards? Are you paying 10% interest and more? It's time to stop.
Refinance and get cash to pay down your debt. Call Golden Oak at 314-567-GOLD.
Golden Oak Lending, short my blues.
NMLS 1149.37, 15-year fixed rate, APR 3.782 with qualified credit. 111 West Fort Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri, 63146.
Good news! The housing market is on the increase, and Golden Oak's mortgage rates are still at historic lows.
Use your home's new equity to pay down credit cards.
Call Golden Oak. We underwrite our own loans. We're FHA and VA approved, and we can help you purchase a home.
Lower your rate to 3.25%. Call Golden Oak, 567-GOLD.
Golden Oak Lending, short my blues.
Hurry into Sears Auto Center for great deals on America's most trusted battery, DieHard. Plus, take advantage of a free battery check at Sears Auto Center. See store for details.
It's an inspiring story set both on and off the battlefield that gave hope to a changing America. It's soaring and inventive. It's the Repertory Theater's production of Fly at the Loretto Hilton Center for the Performing Arts October 16th through November 10th. And you can win pairs of tickets right here on the Big 550 KTRS. All you have to do is register at KTRS.com or text the REP to 84126. And it could be you and a friend at the Loretto Hilton Center to see the Repertory Theater's production of Fly from the Big 550 KTRS.
And now a traffic bulletin. I'm going live This is live, repeating, live to the KTRS Traffic Center. Something is going on. Dan, what's going on down there?
Thank you, Frank. We want to thank a KTRS listener that called this in to the newsroom, and Colin transferred it over to us. So, we have Highway 40 at Hanley, eastbound, is virtually stopped. The two right lanes are closed, and a lot of emergency equipment there. So, the two right lanes closed, eastbound 40 at Hanley, stopped right there.
And I want to commend the KTRS Traffic Center. We just received the Traffic Center Association's Traffic Center of the Year Award.
Really?
National.
All right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Only traffic center of its type. And thank everybody down there for doing a great job, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, come on back up.
Yeah, okay.
Now. Okay.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine. When you gonna let me get sober?
Mike Evans on deck. See, baseball reference.
So oh, there. That's yeah. Good.
Courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. They were in here, the chef was on John Carney's show today, and he left over a couple of little items, some scallops and stuff. Boy, was it good. Annie Gunn's, and it's in Chesterfield Valley. And if you want to make an occasion a special one, even if it really wasn't that special, it will be by the time you've had dinner at Annie Gunn's. And in the Smokehouse Market, you just have to experience that for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, Mike Evans.
Keep it up.
Well, the Dodgers got their job done.
Yep.
Now it's up to the Cardinals to get their job done.
How about that Uribe?
It'll happen 7:07 tomorrow night.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Going to be great. Everything going good in St. Louis?
Going great. Town's hopping.
I bet. Everybody excited imagine. For your game tomorrow.
Oh,
and
sure.
Good luck. I'll be watching. Hey, your pop quiz question. Here you go, St. Louis. Play along while you're driving to work. Name the name of the star whose hobby is making custom snow globes. What a weird thing. But has been doing it for a while, really enjoys doing it, makes these custom snow globes to fit whoever she's going to give them to as a present, goes to conventions, snow globe making conventions. Is it Lady Gaga? Selena Gomez?
She's got some globes.
Or Taylor Swift?
No globes.
Listen, don't get nasty.
She's globeless, Taylor
don't
Swift.
Don't get nasty. Yeah.
Well, she is.
I'm trying to enlighten you.
Okay.
Love nuggets. Things have gotten so bad between Khloe Kardashian and druggie hubby Lamar Odom. Khloe may be requesting a restraining order.
I wanted those kids to make it.
Yeah.
I know it's tough. Mia Farrow's latest claim is that Woody Allen threatened to have her murdered. I don't know why all of a sudden Mia Farrow's coming up with all this stuff. I mean, it sounds like a movie, though, Woody Allen actually going out and trying to get a hitman.
Yeah, but look at Woody Allen. Does that surprise you? This is the guy who had a, 13-year-old or whatever?
I think she was 16, actually.
Yeah, whatever. He's a goofy guy.
He's goofy. Not all the love nuggets are bad, though. After living together 6 years, having a couple of kids, owning three houses, finally Carson Daly and Siri Pinter are getting married. Carson and I are both alums of K-Rock in Los Angeles. Did you know that? Carson worked at K-Rock?
Yeah. I did not.
He's very young.
No,
too,
hey,
right?
One other thing about Woody Allen, his daughter does not and has not spoken to him for a long time, who swears that he molested her when she was real young.
I know, it's ugly.
Yeah.
Michael Strahan and Eddie Murphy's ex, Nicole, just bought each other, chipped in, went in together, and bought each other a wedding present. $25 million condo in New York City.
Whoa!
They're not married yet. It'll be like, it's like a wedding present. They're supposed to get married this spring. Well, at least now they have some place to, you know, to hang their hat when they...
Yeah, and they can't go there till they're married.
No. Well, of course not.
Yeah.
Rumors just keep getting louder and louder that Prince Harry and his girlfriend, Chrisetta Bonus, are getting married. In fact, that's the buzz in England. Miley Cyrus got a new boyfriend.
Good.
He is Theo Wiener, not related to Anthony Wiener. Theo Wiener is the son of owner, publisher, and editor of the Rolling Stone magazine. Gee, I wonder how Miley Cyrus got her picture on the cover of Rolling Stone magazine.
His name is Jan, right? Yeah, it's Jan Wiener. He's the founder.
Yes, the owner is.
Right.
Son is Theo. Speaking of Miley, it is true Before her erratic behavior, Miley Cyrus was being considered as a regular new cast member on Downton Abbey. That would have been odd. Yeah. Especially start twerking on Downton Abbey.
I don't think they'd go for that.
TV News more casting surprise when they first started casting Boardwalk Empire. The producers, Martin Scorsese and Mark Wahlberg, wanted to cast James Gandolfini, and the lead is Nookie Thompson. Two reasons. Gandolfini, of course, makes a great gangster. Also, James looks a lot like the real Nookie Thompson. Gandolfini took no time saying no thank you. He didn't want to do television.
I got to tell you, the star of that show is that big, goofy FBI agent guy.
Michael Shannon.
Oh, my goodness. He's the show to me.
Yeah. Did you see this past Sunday?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I thought he was going to I knew he wasn't going to shoot Al Capone, because we know Al Capone died in prison of
syphilis.
But.
So he went, "Hey, Capone, listen, put that frosty one down."
No, it's not Mike Shannon.
No, please, you're ruining my report.
Michael Shannon.
It's a different Mike Shannon.
Yes.
They're talking about the ball, the third baseman.
Sorry, Mike.
Oh, yeah.
Sophia Vergara.
Yeah.
Is hanging out her shingle and will start producing TV shows. Her first project is Raising Mama, based on her real life experiences, based on her became rich and famous as a star, and the trials and tribulations of raising the child as a single mom with a child very little money.
Oh, that's a
smart going to producing, because she probably can make a lot of money doing this. She probably can make a lot of money and doing money.
All she's got to do is walk in the room and she's got to buy this,
Name the name of the star whose hobby is making custom Lady Gaga, Selena Gomez, Taylor Swift.
Well, one of those has no globes. See what I did there?
Yes.
What do you think, Dan?
Don't be nasty.
Gomez.
Okay.
Taylor Swift.
I'm going to have to go also Taylor Swift.
The answer is Taylor Swift. Have a great day, Mike Evans, Live Hollywood. Hey.
Two are smart and one is not.
Yeah.
I just made that. That was like a little song I just wrote. Like a Taylor Swift song. That was Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market in Chesterfield Valley. The last advertiser I speak for today is the longest running advertiser on this show. 21 years and counting, 52 weeks a year, American Equity Mortgage. If for no other reason, you want to call American Equity Mortgage for a mortgage or a debt consolidation loan, let it be, because they are so AM and the PM, the most AM and the PM company on this show for the longest time. And if you're truly AM and the PM, that's good enough reason right there. American Equity Mortgage, you can go to AmericanEquity.com or you can call them. I'll give you the number in a moment so you don't confuse it with another number. If you are still, I will tell you, I don't make minimum credit card payments. If we can't pay it off at the end of the month, we don't charge it. Because we did that when we were very young and really broke and really poor. We found it real easy to use that plastic. And like lots of people, we got maxed out. We didn't have any more line of credit on them, couldn't use them anymore, and thought we'd never get them paid off. And then somebody told us to wise up and get that debt done. And we did. And if you're a homeowner, you can do that too with the equity in your house. Gone. All that debt, all the balance, gone. Zero. And then the next time around, you get a fresh start. You'll know better than to let it rack up like that. You don't charge what you can't pay. Minimum payments are great temporarily to get over a hump. But if you every month do that, you're digging a hole you'll never get out of. Let them talk to you about it. They got a lot of experience at this. American Equity Mortgage, 314-878-9999.
Let's get another look at traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
Yeah, Dan, they're still working with that accident on eastbound 40 at Hanley. The two right lanes are blocked. Right now, traffic is pretty solid just east of Clayton Warson all the way through. Now, westbound 40 drivers are slowing from the Science Center through McCausland. You're also heavy from, looks like, Big Bend through Hanley as folks are slowing down to take a look at that accident. Then you're heavy again from Long Road to the Boone Bridge. Looks like we have some stop-and-go traffic as you're approaching 94 to west of Highway K. Westbound 70, you're still running slow between 170 and Lindbergh, and that's due to a stalled vehicle that's blocking the right lane. Eastbound 270, pretty well thinned out. Southbound 270, you have stop-and-go pockets from north of Olive down through Doherty Ferry. Looks like we've thinned out between 44 and 55. And westbound 44, looks like we have just a little bit of a delay between Elm and Berry Road. And this traffic report brought to you by Firestone Complete Auto Care. The heat will only beat your car if you let it. Firestone Complete Auto Care. Keep your car running newer, longer. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
If you're talking about it, we're talking about it. This is the Big 550 KTRS. Live and local. Depend on it.
Are you having trouble managing your type 2 diabetes? Is your medication and diet and exercise just not enough? If you answered yes, you may be eligible to participate in a clinical research study. Call the St. Louis Center for Clinical Research at 314-543-5225 to see if you qualify. We are looking for participants ages 18 years and older to participate in this clinical trial for type 2 diabetes. If you have type 2 diabetes that you're unable to control with medication, diet, and exercise, and have been taking metformin, you may qualify. Eligible participants will receive study-related medical exams, study medication, lab work, glucose monitoring supplies, and diabetic and nutritional counseling at no cost. Reimbursement for your time and travel may be provided. For more information, call the St. Louis Center for Clinical Research at 314-543-5225. That's 314-543-5225.
Tune in Wednesday morning when we give you the latest on the government shutdown. As of now, it's still closed. Plus, Dr. Jeffrey Lowell and Kat Neville with a couple of restaurants. Plus, all the traffic, news, and weather, and sports you need as the Cardinals get ready for Game 5. Join us tomorrow morning. Starts at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Kay Bova Realty is family-owned and operated, and Kay never forgets that you have a choice. Visit their website, www.sellingstlewis.com. Shell V Power Premium Gasoline removes an average of 60% of performance-robbing gunk on intake valves left by low-quality premium gasolines. Choose Shell V Power and let the excitement begin.
Well, to recap, in case you missed it, the Playhouse, Rat Boy said cheese, Bernice is still in heaven, and the joke was the looks bad, feels great. So, sorry I missed it. It'll come around again in a year. Thank you for being with us. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great Tuesday evening, everybody.
From ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. And on the eighth day, President Obama hinted